Hey, welcome to season three. I am so excited that we are diving in and you're listening to episode one. Now, I want to talk about the one with the real email story. The question that has been coming up in recent weeks in Voxer Coaching Days is, how do I tell a story that doesn't sound fake? And I understand the question because if you're using AI, even if you input your own story, sometimes the way that AI turns that into something that you can use can kind of sound a little fake, to the point where one of my members actually had someone send her an email in response to one that she had sent out saying, I can tell that this was AI. It doesn't sound real at all. So let's talk about how you go about making sure that the stories that you're telling in your emails don't sound fake, and what you can do to be authentic so that you are genuinely connecting with people. Because as the next few years come about and evolve, AI is not going away. It is going to become even more embedded in the way that we run our business and the way that we do life. But the key difference is going to be is how do you bring in the human element? Because AI is still a machine. It is not a real living, breathing person who has had real living experiences. It is a database of stuff. So when you understand that, and while it's awesome to use AI and it helps you do things a lot faster, you've still got to be able to come in and go, you know what? I don't say things that way, or that story actually sounded better the way that I told it. And that's what I want to help you figure out in this episode. Now, really, it starts by finding stories in your everyday life. And this is exactly what the story bank practice is all about. It's what I also cover inside the newsletter story bank, right, to help you come up with stories. But the story bank practice is the foundation for all of this, and it's how you can ensure that you're telling stories from an authentic way and remembering that before AI came along, people were reading your emails, right? People were reading your content. Why does that need to change? Now, you can use AI to write the bulk of your content, help you draft and do all of those things. But when it comes to your stories, my biggest tip for you is to actually just tell the story how you would tell it and not worry about inputting it into AI. Now, you can use AI to help you come up with the stories, but in terms of actually telling the stories, if you want things to feel authentic and certainly not sound fake, then just write the story how you would tell it. Now, the only thing that you might do with AI is if you're anything like me and you tend to tell a really long-winded story. It is something that is just part of my family. My grandfather was a massive storyteller and it was always an elaborate story. My dad is the same. And so there's just like all this background information that people really don't need to know. So that is the only time that I will actually go and use AI. I will take what I've written and throw it into AI and tell it what the main key point is that I'm actually trying to communicate and ask it to remove fluff. And then what comes out, I will retell it in the way that I would tell it. So AI might give me a pared-down version that probably doesn't sound like me, even though I've trained it. I'm just going to go in and make those tweaks and refinements. And that's how you make sure that you're doing things from an authentic space. So, your action step for today is pretty simple. It is to continue to do the story bank practice, which is to answer the question, what happened today, and to capture those stories. But then, when it comes to actually using those stories in your own content, make sure that you tell the story the way that you would tell it. Tell a friend. And that's probably the easiest way to actually tell a story that doesn't sound fake is to actually just record yourself having a conversation with a friend. Actually do that. Like if you're struggling to write stories or communicate stories in a way that feels authentic, then I encourage you to just jump on a call with a friend and just say, hey, are you okay if I just record this snippet here? I'm just going to tell you a story that I want to use in my content, and I just want to make sure that I'm telling it in a way that's authentic and I'm not sounding fake. And the more that you do that, the easier it will become for you in the future to actually be able to just write those stories. But it starts with you genuinely understanding and knowing what it is that you're trying to actually help your audience understand. If you don't know that, then it does become a lot harder and your stories will become fake because you don't actually know what it is that you're trying to communicate through that story. So hopefully that's helpful. I look forward to hearing what that looks like for you, but make sure that if you want things to sound authentic and not fake, not like AI wrote it, actually tell the story the way that you would tell it. Thanks for joining me for another Simple Success session. And particularly now we're in season 3. Thanks so much for being here. And hey, if you love today's action step, but you want support and feedback on your stories, then I'd love for you to check out the Feedback Loop. This is 30 days of one-on-one coaching and feedback for just $100. Really simple, and it is so much fun. We can achieve a lot in 30 days. You can learn more by going to hustleandgroove.com/feedback. And I've heard people say it's kind of like having a business bestie in your back pocket. And remember, your business does get to be easy and fun. I'll see you in the next episode.